Welcome to the Red Shtick Podcast. Today's guests are Red Shtick contributors Sunny Weathers of Sunny's Disposition fame and Horoscopes writer Nick Moore. Now here's your host, the Red Shtick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
All right, we're rolling.
Yeah, okay, so we're going now?
Mm-hmm. Now?
We're shticking it
are
in.
Are we at now now?
Now now?
Now now.
Now is now.
Not the past, not the future, now.
We're looking at now now.
Now. We are recording now.
So we're live.
We are live, guys.
By recording.
Yes, absolutely.
Who are we?
I'm Jeremy White.
I'm Nick Moore.
And I guess that makes me Sunny Weathers.
That's right. And this
and what
is
are
the
we doing?
Inaugural The Red Shtick Podcast.
From where?
Yeah.
Where are we now?
And we're in the heart of Mid-City, Baton Rouge, at Doe's Eat Place.
Fantastic. Stuck here in the corner right under the TV next to this picture of Adam Wilson as a child.
Is that Adam Wilson? Have we confirmed?
I don't think it is.
That is not. We have not. That is an unconfirmed sighting of Adam Wilson.
That can't be Adam Wilson. That guy has forearm muscle.
That's true. That's true.
Okay.
Although he has jerked off a lot more since then, so I would imagine his forearm muscles are a lot more.
Okay.
Could be.
There's something. I want to start.
Let's
not start here.
With masturbation.
No.
I don't want that to be the first topic.
No. I think Nick had something he wanted to
I
talk
do.
About.
I do have something I want to talk about.
All right.
Jeremy texted me earlier something that I need you to confirm. Or tell me it's a lie, because I don't think it's true. You said that Penn State is taking Sweet Caroline off of their band's playlist.
The band this year, it was on CNN, and it was reported they are not allowed to play Sweet Caroline.
Okay.
This
okay.
year, the band because of the lyrics. If you aren't familiar with the song, there are lyrics.
Because it's about child molestation.
Absolutely. Now, like Joel McHale said, it's not quite fair because Jerry Sandusky never touched anybody named Caroline. But the lyrics go, everybody knows the bump, 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 da, 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 da. But it's the part before that.
Hands. Where does it go?
Reaching out.
Where does it go?
Touching me.
Yes, in the shower.
Touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Bum, bum, bum.
There you go. Thank you.
So, that's serious.
Seriously.
Okay, did they admit that we're taking the song out of the repertoire because, frankly...
They said because of the lyrics.
Jerry Sandusky...
I don't know if they specifically said Jerry Sandusky.
...molested several underprivileged children.
Well, they took down
In
Joe
Penn
Paterno's
State's defense,
statue.
Jerry Sandusky was fucking kids. So, I'm just...
Right. I just want to know if they were upfront about it. Like, did they go, this is why we're doing it, or did they try and cover
words
it?
In the press conference?
Up front, or was he behind?
Wow. Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, did they pull, like, Chick-fil-A? Like, when the Muppets pulled out of Chick-fil-A...
Mm-hmm.
For the whole, like, we hurt gay people with our money.
Right. Pulled out.
when the Muppets pulled out Chick-fil-A, the very next day, Chick-fil-A said, oh, no, we're discontinuing our Muppet toys because kids are getting their fingers stuck in them. And
oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's all BS. It's all BS. They try to say, you know, we're just, the Muppets are dangerous.
That's not why Sandusky discontinued, because I think that's the part he enjoyed.
kids getting their fingers stuck in certain things. Mm.
Okay,
let's
so
play with Kermit the Frog.
Come meet Uncle Bowling Ball.
does Sandusky die in prison? I mean, I think that's a given. But how long is he going to last?
Well, that's the thing. Will it be a natural causes, or will he be? Will
no,
he
not
ex- will it be expedited by?
I'm pretty sure 74 knife wounds is a natural way to die.
Well, I think the beautiful irony is that he's going to be experiencing the shower shenanigans that he
oh he's going to have
defended.
Fun with the soap fights.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to have fun with those soap fights.
I just want to know what's going to happen to his wife. Like, how did she never notice? You know, there's 47 kids in the basement screaming. Like,
she's not going to be in the market for long because there are guys out there that go. Well, there's a woman who knows how to keep her mouth closed. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
You can set up a grow room.
You could do
daycare center.
That's it.
All right. Maybe. Maybe we don't want to go this deep down the pedophilia hallway.
How deep did he go?
like 40 seconds into the podcast.
Wow. Well, I had a question. My question about this was, of course, the band, the Penn State band, can't play the song Sweet Caroline. But what about the opposing team's band?
Oh, I'm thinking that's what they open with.
Can they play it, and then the student section, the students that are there from the opposing team?
What kind of asshole taunt? Band?
Oh, I want everyone in the Big Ten. I want everybody and every one of Penn State's opponents. I want to see the opposing team's band. And even if they didn't bring their band, I want the whole crowd to just break into it spontaneously and just start singing Sweet Caroline.
Not spontaneous. Every time Penn State scores a touchdown.
Ah, there you go.
If the band wants to play a song to get back at Penn State, why don't they just break into Little Boy Blue?
That's not a bad idea.
But, I mean, Sweet Caroline, if anything, I figure they'd ban Sweet Caroline because, A, that song sucked 30 years ago, and, B, it's 30 years old.
It was Neil Diamond.
Yeah, well, like, and the Red when Sox was the last it. Time Neil Diamond was relevant? Sweet Caroline in 68 or whatever year it was. The dude is a douche. His music sucks. It's not the end of a Boston Red Sox game.
I thought they played it during the seventh inning stretch.
I don't know.
I don't even follow baseball.
I'm not six. I don't watch baseball anymore. Baseball was great until I realized, wait, there are sports where people hit each other. Okay, let's switch to that.
Do you think it'd be more entertaining if they were allowed to keep the bats with them at all times?
I think it would be more entertaining if... There's no hope for it. Even if you had the bat.
It's hopelessly
unentertaining. There's too much downtime. Like people say soccer's the world sport because it's so exciting, which it isn't. They're like, oh, there's so much downtime in football. Like, you could... The action in football comes down to like 7 minutes. It's got to come down to 7 seconds for a game of baseball. That's the dullest shit ever. Mm. If you're great, if you're the best batter in baseball, you might hit 30% of what's thrown to you. That's a horseshit sport. 30% is a fail in anything in life.
I don't know, man. I think most of the major sports are irrelevant in a world where we have the gas-powered engine. And lasers and things like that. Like, the fact that people are still, like, focused on watching guys fight over a ball is ridiculous. I think we need mechs. I think we need guys in big robots clobbering each other.
They had that movie. It was called Real Steel. It was a
Real
flop.
Steel,
it
was
terrible.
Say, that was horrible.
It was a terrible.
Horrible movie.
I didn't see it.
Well, then that's why you think it's still a good idea.
No, but
you
it takes place in the future. It takes place in the future, doesn't it?
Yeah, you had Rock'em Sock'em
Not
Robots
far.
When you were a kid, didn't you?
Look.
That was
Everybody,
entertaining for eight
MMA
minutes.
Started. Everybody was like, MMA is not going anywhere. 15 years ago, people were like, MMA is stupid. It's not going anywhere. Now, where's boxing? I'm telling you, robot fighting
MMA.
Is going to be huge.
My biggest problem with MMA is it makes, you know, for people that don't know me, I'm roughly 6 foot tall. I'm around 250 pounds. And I look like a psychopath.
He does.
I have the general.
Sonny's also bald with a little bit of like.
Well,
like,
okay.
Like it looks like he dipped his chin in gumbo.
Hang
he's
on,
got a little
of
bit
all,
of.
First of all, normally I have a good goatee. The problem is I was trying to line it up the other day.
It
and
does
ended
look
up,
rather anemic.
I ended up shaving the whole thing off because I kept trying. I was like, up, the left's too far. Up, the right's too far. The
and
next
so you just
thing
said,
you know.
Screw it.
The next thing you know, I had a soul patch on my face and I had to shave the whole thing. I am a baby face and it will take me a month. To grow it back normal. This right here that you folks can't see that looks like a pathetic homeless man's goatee is about 3 weeks worth of growth.
That's 3 weeks?
Yeah.
That looks like 3 hours on me.
Exactly.
That I'm 1 week's growth away from getting on the no-fly list.
But you can like flex a beard
if
out?
If I was Jeremy
yeah,
White,
if I'd
have had it by my first coffee break at work, I could have had my old Jim the Anvil Neidhart goatee back.
I was shaving in eighth grade.
The problem with MMA is Rich Franklin is an amazing MMA fighter. He's one of the UFC all-time greats. Rich Franklin was a science teacher before he got into fighting. Fedor Emelianenko, who is widely regarded as one of the baddest men to ever exist on this planet, looks like your douchebag uncle. Like, if most MMA fighters outside of Chuck Liddell, who's got like tattoos on his head and a mohawk, if I was in a bar and one of these guys bumped into me and spilled their drink on me, I'd say I'd start a fight with them just because they look like somebody that needs to be beat up.
Well, maybe that's why.
And
they
then
got in the
40
MMA.
Seconds later, when I'm getting murdered in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu chokehold, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. It's 2012. Just looking like a badass isn't good enough anymore.
Well, maybe that's why they got into mixed martial arts and jiu-jitsu, is because they didn't have the look to, you know, as a preventative measure
that's
to keep
people
from
messing
with them.
That's what sucks about MMA and society in general. Nobody's scared of people that look like me anymore. I don't want to fight. I'm not trying to start a fight. I look like this so people will leave me alone, so homeless people won't ask me for a dollar. That's why I've cultivated this look for the last 17 years, and now a science teacher can murder me.
Okay, see, I like MMA. I don't have a favorite fighter, but I watch it because you get basically it starts with two douchebags just talking crazy shit to each other. Like how they're going to kill the other guy. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to take him. He's going to be embarrassed. I like the quiet guys the best. So like he says a lot. He likes to talk a lot, and we're going to get in there and he's going to learn what's what. I'm going to teach him. I'm going to teach him hard. I think he's going to come away humbled. And the other guy's like, I'm going to kill him. I don't care. I'm going to kill him. One of these guys is wrong.
One of them is wrong.
And the beautiful thing is that these two douchebags are about to go in the ring and somebody's going to get hurt. Somebody's going to hurt so bad that they like give up.
Or if you're lucky, both of them will come out fucked up.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe if somebody gets an arm broken and he keeps going, chokes the guy out with his legs. Yeah. You're in for a show. Somebody's going down.
You know, somebody doesn't tap out quite fast enough. Tap out quite fast enough on that arm bar, and next thing you know, they got a snapped humerus.
One of my favorite YouTube videos of all time, Anderson Silva, he's widely regarded as the best MMA pound-for-pound fighter in the world right now. There's a video of him and one of his previous opponents doing just what you're talking about. He's talking trash about Anderson. He's like, I'm going to come at this guy like a dump truck. I'm just going to be hitting him. He's going to be like, well, who the hell is this guy? What's going on here? And as they're playing the interview, it shows what's actually happening in the fight, which is Anderson Silva just punching this man repeatedly in the face. He's like, he's going to be punching me in the mouth, and I'm going to be shaking it off. And as they're saying that, they show Anderson Silva punching him in the mouth, and this dude hitting the ground and begging the referee to stop it. It's probably the greatest thing. I don't want to exaggerate. Greatest thing in the history of the world.
Really?
So that's why I like MMA.
Okay.
That's why you like MMA. It's why we all like MMA. It's also why I hate MMA. Because Anderson Silva looks like he weighs 78 pounds and has a tapeworm, and he could kill me and everybody I know.
Answer me this. First of all, Chris Cyborg. Male, female,
both.
Cyborg.
I think he started out as a woman and then became a man. You know, there's something they
well, who's the chick named Cyborg?
That's Chris Cyborg.
Yeah. Okay, I want to make sure.
Her husband is Evangelista.
Evangelista.
Yes.
He's got a more feminine name than her.
He does. She also has a larger penis than him.
I bet she does.
So it works out well.
Wait, so they're both now, MMA fighters?
Yeah.
I'm trying
husband
to
and wife. Shockingly, she got tested positive for steroids.
Here's the thing, though. They're Brazilian.
Are they?
What kind of name is Cyborg? Where did that come from in the history of Brazil?
That's a nickname.
Is that Portuguese?
I don't understand.
That's not
how shitty is their household that Evangelista Santos and Chris Santos are walking around and they're like, I'm Cyborg. No, I'm Cyborg. I guess it's one of those like couple nicknames. No, you be Cyborg. No, you be Cyborg.
Because
the
next
thing you know, they're both named Cyborg, and she's fucking up everybody. And it's the worst thing in the world because like she goes out there to fight, and I'm just like, who's this dude beating up a 130-pound woman out there? Like, how is this entertaining?
Well, I don't watch all
the
fights.
She could have just made a sandwich.
I'll be honest, I don't watch all the fights, but I do watch the chicks when they fight sometimes.
With the ring
they
girls?
Have a good-looking chick who's making waves. She's put everybody out with the arm bar.
Ronda Rousey.
That's it. Ronda Rousey. And she talked some trash. She called out Chris Cyborg. I'm thinking, girl, what the hell are you what are you doing? I want to see that fight there.
You know what would impress me more in women's MMA? And, I mean, maybe this is just me, but, like, if they had, like, a butcher block with, like, some ham... and a loaf of like Sunbeam bread on the table, like in the ring while they're fighting. Because then I'd have a reason to watch. Because otherwise, I'm just like, why is there not a vacuum cleaner in the ring? I don't know. Sure. She put that woman in an arm bar and made her tap and cry. You know what? I could have done the same thing by pulling her pigtails. So.
Okay, that's the ham on the butcher block is a perfect segue because this is getting way too sporty for me, and yes. I have nothing to contribute. I read this post online on a news quote-unquote site about a guy who died. This is like in April. This dude was one of those guys who has a YouTube channel, and he's always posting crazy videos of himself. The dude died after live on camera, jamming 10 pounds of hickory smoked bacon up his ass.
No.
Ruptured his colon, and he died of sepsis.
You're right. Who hasn't among us shoved 10 pounds of
So the two questions I have to
smoked
ask.
Smoked meat.
The two questions I have to ask regarding this. One, is it true? Because I looked as hard as I could all over the internet, couldn't find a new. Because yeah, you think something like that would at least make the local news.
Right.
Man admitted to hospital with 10 pounds of Hickory Farms jammed up his ass.
And what? You sure it was Hickory Farms?
I'm just taking a guess.
It wasn't man.
It's how jokes
sausage,
work.
Because that would be a great commercial for them.
Jeremy, jokes are funnier sometimes when you can throw in specifics randomly. And
okay.
That's what I was going for there. The other side is, why 10 pounds? I would be impressed with a guy online just putting a pound of bacon up his
ass.
A pound. Third. I know I said
bacon?
I said only bacon. Raw bacon. It was raw because I was thinking about it. I was like, I'd be more impressed if it was cooked bacon. Because it gets all crumbly, you know, and breaks. And if he's getting it all up in there, like jamming. I mean, imagine trying to jam a bottle of those Bako bacon bits up your ass. It'd be way more impressive than just a pound of raw bacon.
Wait, in the jar or out of it?
Out of the jar.
Oh, okay.
You can't cheat. I mean, I guess you could open the top and then put the opening.
Then.
Well, you take the top off and you kind of insert it like you're trying to get like a balloon on the end of a your hose when you're making water balloons. You get in there and then hopefully you can stand on your head and like dump it out, but I don't think
as the first podcast I'm not sure who the target audience is, but I'm pretty sure I don't want a target audience of people pouring 10 pounds of Bako's in their asshole.
Dude, no, we're just talking about one jar of Bako's, 10 pounds of raw bacon.
They say bacon makes everything better.
So okay, but here's a question. Just 1 pound of raw bacon. Like, I don't know if you ever tried to just stuff bacon into anything.
Who's to say he hadn't already worked his way up?
I was
going to
say, you don't
pounds.
Start with 10 pounds.
Maybe he had already worked his way up, and at 10 pounds he found his limit. Unfortunately, it cost him his life.
Jeremy, this is no longer a ridiculous conversation. You make a great point.
Yeah.
Well, here's a question I have. Did he have any cats, and were they licking his asshole trying to get to the bacon as he lay there dead?
Okay, you just brought it back to a weird place.
There you go.
I'm uncomfortable. I'm sitting way too close.
Because uncooked bacon, my cat's
in it. You don't just start with 10 pounds. You know, most people go to a normal grocery store. They're not starting out at Sam's Club.
You know what? I noticed at Walmart you can get bacon in just the uncut slab. Would that count? If you just cut it into 1-inch wide strips?
Well, was it 1-inch wide strips or was it...
How do you push strips up your... I'm trying to uncooked.
There's my question. You'd have to wad them up into little
How
balls.
How do you do that?
I'm going to say you need at least two assistants.
You need help.
You don't think you can do it with like the handle of a plunger?
No.
Stick that bad boy on your bathroom floor. You neatly fold a strip of bacon twice so that you have it above, and then you lay it gently on top.
Is bacon like a sheet of paper where you can only fold it like 20 times before it's physically impossible to fold it anymore?
I'm saying if you fold it too much, you're not going to be able to balance it on the end of the plunger. You want to do it twice and then drape it gently over the top of the handle.
Please,
wow.
Can we go back to the MMA talk?
Can
we at least go back to the child molesting talk? Because that doesn't make me nearly as uncomfortable as this does.
Well,
you know, there's at least humor in child molesting. This just makes me uncomfortable.
You know, the most ironic thing about that, though, was I bet you he was Jewish.
I think he was. I think his last name was like Goldberg.
See,
something
there you
like,
go.
Something extremely Jewish.
And that's why it's, you know, not kosher. I don't know. Why don't we talk about something on a lighter note? Why don't we talk about
lighter than
Yeah, lie to that.
Standing while picking up your
Isaac. Isaac. Isaac, you mean Isaac. Ivan 2?
Yeah, Ivan
2.
Or
Rocky 8, as I like to call it.
Did you guys lose power?
Hmm?
Did you guys lose power during the hurricane?
Oh, hell yeah, I lost power. I live in Broadmoor. If you fart too hard in my neighborhood, you lose power.
Sonny?
Especially where I live.
I'm going to go ahead and admit right now that, A, I did not lose power.
No, I thought you did.
This is, I'm going to tell you, this is the first time in my 34 years that I haven't had a multiple-day power outage from a hurricane that hit Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people are like, oh, you didn't lose power. Fuck you, I lost power for 17 days with Gustav. And that wasn't like, oh, I lost power, but I had a generator.
No. Power.
That was, less. I lost power and lived like a caveman for 17 days during Gustav.
Yep.
So fuck you, I had power the whole time. Now, some people, maybe somebody at this table, I don't know, sent out a text message. It was like, hey, we just lost power. How's everybody doing? Now, if there's one thing I don't want at my house, it's people. And, you know, maybe there's not a lot of lights turned on at my house all the time. Maybe my woman likes to keep it dark. And maybe we're listening to the radio. So whenever I get this message that says, hey, how are y'all doing? And I just send a reply, oh, we're sitting in the dark listening to the radio. I never said I lost power.
You bastard.
But I also wasn't inviting people to my house.
I wasn't going to go sleep. I was just going to go cook some meat on a grill over there and get some company. Cause
I had fucking propane tanks. I could have done that for you.
Well, I had a propane tank and a grill too, but I was by myself. Edie was at work. My wife was at work. She had to go to work.
If there's one thing I don't like at my house,
it's people. Well,
it's anything or anybody.
Look. I'm the same way. We don't ever have house guests. But guess what just happened? We had power restored 110 hours after Isaac hit. Well, before Isaac hit, we lost power. We lost power before the rain even hit. We lost power at like 10 p.m. on Tuesday, and we didn't even feel the effects until like midday Wednesday.
That's terrible. Did I tell you the part where I didn't have power for 17 days after Goose?
Did your mother move in after you got power? Did your mother move in within hours after you get restored? Your power was restored.
No, because I lived with
okay,
at the
then
time.
Shut the hell up.
All right, guys, look,
my mom has moved in with us temporarily. She's looking for somewhere to live here, but she's moved over here. She's her job has shifted her over here.
Did she put out?
Dude.
All right, I don't want to bring things down.
Look,
but
hey, there's GILF porn. I don't know.
As far as Isaac went,
yes,
it was pretty rough on me. Okay. It started creeping in Tuesday night. Wednesday got pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Toward Wednesday evening, I was in the middle of almost finishing Mass Effect 3, and I lost cable, mm-hmm. which meant my Wi-Fi went out. So I
please
couldn't,
God tell me you saved.
I couldn't play online anymore, so I had to do the last part of it at like 90% galactic readiness. And I don't know
you
if it screwed up the
soul.
Ending. I have to go through and replay it. I have to replay it from. I mean, did
like
you
like a savage,
dude?
Just living like
we had
a
to.
Savage.
We had to. We had to pop in DVDs for 2 days.
Wait, like real DVDs?
Like
hard
disk DVDs?
Did you have
we
to
didn't
like,
have Netflix.
So,
you were practically rubbing sticks together
for fire
then, man.
You don't steal movies off the internet.
You know, I didn't even think about that.
See.
Yeah.
I panicked. And the first thing I was like, get the disc.
Next time, call me. Because
but
I
just
have,
don't go over to his house.
Yeah, don't come to my house. I'll bring you a flash drive. Because I have legally backed up authorities. I have legally backed up about 470 currently of my favorite DVDs that I legally purchased and did not download from the internet. And perhaps I have 2 or 3 terabytes of television show DVDs that I also legally purchased and just put on my computer for safekeeping.
Okay. Have you watched all of this? Or do you have some that you're just hoarding? Because I have a continuation.
See, what I do is I buy all these things, knowing that if I lived for another 80 years, I couldn't possibly watch all of the DVDs that I legally bought and then put on my computer as backups.
Okay, that said, legally. That said, I legally purchased all of the Rosetta Stones, which I then backed up on my computer.
So did I.
I still barely speak English.
Now, I speak Arab 3 really well, though.
Dude, I couldn't get past the first lesson of Arabic, because it's like, okay, here's how Rosetta Stone works. For those of you that don't know, Rosetta Stone starts off the same premise on every single language. It's the same program. It just kind of it changes the language. I mean, it's the exact same picture. So it starts off. Here's a picture of a little boy, and if you're learning French, it says le garçon. And they show a picture of a little girl and say, une fille. Okay, so that's French. If you're doing Chinese, they'll say, I don't know the Chinese. But
I'll just take a stab.
Right.
I'll take a stab at it.
But less racist. And then.
But
so,
wait, you took Arabic.
So
can you translate this? Death to America.
I got it. Death to America.
Oh, you got it. You did take that shit. Good job. Up top.
So I pop in the Arabic. I'm like, why not? I'm going to Egypt in December. So one thing I've learned about countries that speak Arabic.
I didn't know you were a terrorist.
Not yet. I'm sure they'll change me when I get back. I'm already looking at AK-47s, which we need to talk about next because I'm going to a gun show Sunday.
You don't look like you'd fit Al-Qaeda's profile.
That's why they wear the headdresses.
Gun show right here.
You put that scarf on your face. They can't tell who you are.
See, I look like Al-Qaeda's profile.
Maybe. Yeah, I do. I could see it.
Look, I'm 2 days of growth away on my face of no flight list.
But no, they all have the headscarves.
I
can't grow a beard to save my life.
Self-respecting terrorists would wear shorts that short, though.
Hey, we're trying to fit in. Okay. I get great service at Lebanese restaurants.
Seriously, though, you go to like Saudi Arabia and those things, as soon as your hairless pink nuns pop out the bottom, you're busted.
As soon as my what?
Jeremy is wearing athletic shorts.
They're not athletic shorts. They're golf length shorts.
It's warm enough in the restaurant right now that his testicles are on the floor.
George Cross usually keeps it at 56 freaking degrees in here.
I don't like to say bad things about people, but I can see his balls.
No, you can't. I went with the long shorts, man. There are a lot. I have some shorter shorts here, man. These are not my nutters. And we're out of a great, nice restaurant, but that's the thing about those is you can wear shorts in here, even though you get really, really awesome food.
Is that a plug?
It's very casual.
First of all, you shouldn't wear shorts anywhere except the beach.
As an adult male, shorts are...
First of all, yeah, you're an adult male. I understand you don't have children. You're still an adult.
Yes. None of us have kids.
I know. None I'm just trying have. To make
well,
myself
no,
feel better.
Well, no, that should be something we throw out.
Yeah.
We're all men. Sonny and I are in our 30s.
I'm 34.
Jeremy is 50...
86.
I forgot how old I am.
You're 57?
Aren't you 40? 39?
42.
42?
42.
What the fuck?
Jeremy, you are a hard 42. You're a hard 42. You're a swung for the fences 42.
I'm a hard 42.
You look better at 42 than I look at 34, and I work out twice a day most days.
Well, it's Jesus. Ironic because it's interesting because when I was 19...
Yeah, don't say it's ironic unless it's actually ironic, Alanis.
Well, when I was 19, somebody pegged me for being 30. When I was 16, people said I could pass for 21 and get in the clubs or whatever. So now that I'm actually 42...
Was it
42,
your priest?
Yeah.
Was this said over a glass of sanctified
no.
wine?
Yeah, that's like now when they ask me for my ID, I just lean over and I'm like, look at this hairline, son. Tell me I'm not over 21.
And then my wife looks so damn young. We're only 11 months apart. But she looks way, way, way younger than me that when we're out together, people think I'm a lech or something.
Isn't
like
she?
That. She's 11 months younger than me.
A lot of bad shit went down in that 11 months. That first 11 months after you were born, you probably just did a lot of screaming and crying and yelling. There's some terrible shit going on.
Yeah.
You probably don't even like to remember it looking back, do you? Do you remember anything of those first 11 months?
No.
From the look of you now. I'm guessing you came out all messed up. Yeah. Bald, no teeth, couldn't speak English.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like you're in Taken.
Some men are going to come in. They're going to take you. They're going to do awful things.
I haven't memorized his speech. What's his monologue?
Hang on. Before that, I would just like to give my rules of fashion as an adult male.
All right.
I don't care how trailer trash you are. If you made it, if you're old enough to have been past eighth grade in school and you're still wearing jean shorts, I'd just like to say fuck you.
Jean shorts. Just,
I don't even care, like, if you're doing your yard. Go to Walmart and buy a pair of $8 khaki shorts. You're not in eighth grade. You don't need to be wearing jorts. I'm just putting it out there.
Unless you're...
No, unless. No,
unless you're a gay daddy.
Yeah,
the
okay.
Then
I want to see some coochie cutters. Like, I want testicles on either side of the seam in your shorts. Showing, not covered. I want them hanging out. I want to be able to see your testicles through snow pants.
Well, I have a question about Isaac. So, did you listen to any of the post the coverage afterwards? All the talk radio. I was listening to the talk radio.
I hate to shamelessly plug people, but I listened to 107.3.
Well, yeah.
On the iHeartRadio app on my phone the entire time.
I listened to it as well.
And.
Because it's local.
It is local.
Has local stuff, but it's...
And I liked Matt Kennedy on a WAFB putting in his anti-hair coloring on his hair to make it look kind of gray.
I didn't see that.
Not Matt Kennedy, Matt Williams on WAFB.
Oh, Matt Williams, yeah. He's going...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going gray. That dude's got a full head of black hair. He puts gray in it so he doesn't look like he's 7.
That's true.
And I love Matt Williams. I don't want to talk bad about people because I love Channel 9.
I don't listen to talk. I'll be honest. I don't listen to talk radio anymore. So it just drives me nuts because it's the same people that call over and over and over again. I used to sit in with my buddy Clarence all the time, but it got old because the same people would call in. And as soon as you saw their name on the screen, you knew what they were going to say.
It's talk radio. You know what they're going to say anyway. It's something about Democrats or black people that they don't like.
See, I don't listen to talk radio, but I can always pick out people that listen to talk radio obsessively because they'll come in and they'll start talking politics. And you look at them the way that God looked at Adam and Eve when he came back into the garden and they were wearing fig leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... You didn't come to this on your own, did you?
No,
you didn't. Like this is
somebody.
Somebody gives my brother-in-law uses a great analogy. He says, watching somebody who's just listened to Rush Limbaugh for 4 hours talk politics, it's like watching a one-legged kid try to roller skate. Like he's got the skate on, and he may be moving himself down the railing against the wall. You know, he's moving.
He's got the basic concept.
Yeah. Nobody's fooled. I mean, even if you go so much as to put the other roller skate on a crutch, and the kid could kind of push himself. No,
it doesn't. No.
I tell you what, I used to be one of those.
Used to have one leg.
God, talk radio. Yeah, I used to have one leg.
Oh, me too.
I used to have one leg, and then my regenerative genes kicked in. P.S. If I ever die, Jeremy, I need you to get my computer and set it on fire.
Okay.
And Nick, I need you to get the cabinet in my closet that contains my computer tools and throw it in a lake.
Wait a minute, you said I could have that. You said I could have sloppy seconds with your computer tools.
My computer tools. You get that filing cabinet in my closet. I don't care what happens to it after I'm gone. Like
Okay. Well, fair enough. But after I die, I need you to log on to Gmail as teenylover14. And erase
everything.
All correspondence.
You're teeny lover 14? God damn it.
Oh, dude. You're not Schoolgirl 8, are you?
God.
Here's how I know you two are rookies. Because not only do I have 6 Gmail accounts that you could, if you heard the name of, you'd be like, that's one of Sonny's Gmail accounts. I also have a Gmail account that isn't related to anything near me. Like, you could hear, like, WalterJenkins@gmail.com. You'd be like, well, that's obviously not Sonny's porn account that he keeps all of his dirty shit in. You got 6. I had 6 the week Gmail came out. I was the inviter. But I'm just saying.
Oh, you did. You're serious there. You actually gave me an invite.
Yeah, I know I did. But what I need, like, I'm not saying, like, if I die, I want y'all to get rid of that stuff. Seriously, get rid of that shit.
Okay.
Because I need it gone. But Molly,
why
Molly
are you saving porn in the world where you're hooked up to the internet when you have your electric fingers touching all porn at all times? Why would you bother saving anything?
Because maybe I need a Gmail account for people I know.
Like,
it's
even,
like, legitimate things that have been sent to me, and I don't want to leave my real Gmail account in case I do die tomorrow.
Let's say
my fleshlight hand.
Let's say you're not like everyone
that you don't
and
own.
Have
that I don't.
Let's say you're not like everyone, and you don't have some weird kink that you don't tell anybody about because you're like, no one could possibly think the same things sexually that I do. Let's say you just like straight missionary style, two early 40s adults grunting in a hotel, you know, somewhere. If that's just your thing, and you have say a gig of that. Why would you even say that on your computer? Like,
because
sometimes you don't want to have to wait for the download.
First of all, I don't save porn on my computer. Now, I may have links to videos that I really enjoy in my email, but I don't want to keep that in my personal email. And second of all, you know, maybe you got some. This isn't me, in case you're listening, honey, because I love you. And I would never, ever do this, but I'm just saying for laymen out there, you know, like just average Joe, maybe you have pictures of an ex-girlfriend that you got back in the day. You don't want to keep that in your regular email account. You got to have another account that you put all that shit in case you forget to lock your computer one day and she starts asking you like, whoa, what are all these ex-hamster links in your email? I don't know. That's obviously spam. That somehow got sent to me by me. I don't know.
Sonny, you sound like you could run for Senate.
Look, I don't know. But going back to the missing hand thing, at least if I had the fleshlight hand.
Mm-hmm. You do have a fleshlight hand now. You just haven't lubed it up.
If I had a legitimate fleshlight on my hand, I think it would be more okay than having an actual fleshlight. Because I'm not even creeped out by the fact that, like, there's a plastic tube with a piece of silicone that looks like a woman's vagina in it that I may or may not have sex with. The part that creeps me out is that you have to clean that.
You just take the end off, put a hose in one side.
Look, I'm not worried about...
I don't have one, by the way.
I'm not...
Honey, if you're listening...
I don't either.
I need a stocking stuffer.
I don't either.
Sonny doesn't.
Christmas is 4 months away.
Here's why I don't have one. I'd be okay with... Like, Sonny had a massive heart attack having sex with his fleshlight. Because people could understand that. However, you have to clean these things. And I would hate to have my massive heart attack while washing out my silicone vagina in the sink. And, like, the firemen are there and they chalk outline my body.
And then a couple little
and
dribbles
the plastic vagina. That I have a wash rag in, you know, like
a mean green.
I just, it's me and a Dawn dishwashing liquid and a dish towel
and shame.
Wrist deep.
In
Jenna Hayes. Yeah, it's shameful enough that like at some point you're going to be washing that thing out and being like, where the fuck did I go wrong in my life?
You took a wrist
but
deep.
But if you have
a
heart
vagina?
Attack. Wrist deep in Jenna Hayes' silicone molded vagina on your hand, and they just find you with that. Like,
you're going in the paper.
You know there's gonna be a policeman, fireman, coroner snapping a quick pic of that on their phone and uploading it to Facebook. And the next thing you know, I'm an internet meme.
They're putting like Darth Vader's head on you.
Yeah, like
making you fight.
Darth
fight
Vader's
that
head
with the
on the vagina hand. You know, I don't want to be that guy. I'm not worried about...
Maybe he was in the fist thing or something.
Yeah, that's what concerns me, is being elbow deep in a rubber vagina when I die.
Elbow deep. Dude, seriously.
Don't we all have that nightmare?
You
got to be all our fear?
You got to be more delicate. Like, everything you're talking about is like, I'm fist deep in this thing.
I'm talking about cleaning. I'm not talking about, like, I got one on my hand and one on my penis and one on my nose. Jesus, I'm not a savage.
Oh man. All right. So
please, can we at least talk about something before we end there?
How did we get to cleaning a fleshlight and dying from Isaac?
I don't know what your Wednesday was like.
I think it's a healthy start. We'll consider this a baseline for the Red Stick podcast.
Yeah.
And hopefully the sound will be all messed up.
Well, we were talking about talk radio, and after the storm, it's like every 20 minutes, what are they talking about? They're talking about traffic because the traffic lights are out, and people are calling, these people, they're running through the lights that are out. They don't know what they're doing. Please tell the people to treat them as a four-way. Well, I'll tell you what, how about we do something better? How about we tell people before the fucking storm hits that when the power does go out, because it will go out, and when the traffic lights are out at Airline in Old Hammond for 3 fucking days.
Yep.
And there's no power there, treat it as a four-way stop. Instead of waiting until after the storm when half the population doesn't even have power.
But Jeremy, we're not on the radio right now. We can end on fleshlight.
There's a little more dignity.
Sunny.
There's a couple of other things I wanted to get to about Isaac on this issue.
I think there's a little more dignity in dying elbow deep in a fleshlight.
Being T-boned
and getting T-boned on airline.
Then driving through an intersection like a douchebag when the light's out and getting T-boned and dying. I would much rather die. I would rather have my mom and my priest walk in and find me on the kitchen floor, elbow deep in a fleshlight, then get hit at an intersection because I was like, is this a four-way stop? I don't know. Fuck it. I'm going to try it anyway. I would much rather die like that.
Well, people were asking about the flooding. I found some irony with Laplace. I've never seen flooding with Laplace like that. My wife had a coworker. She lost her house and everything in it in like 15 minutes in Laplace because the lake just came in. She didn't even have time to get her cat out of there.
Good.
I've never seen I've never seen flooding in Laplace, but it does seem somewhat fitting that a parish named after John the Baptist would get absolutely dunked. And then there's Plockett. There you go. You got it.
For those of you that are listening at home, Nick has this quizzical look on his face. John the Baptist was the first to be baptized by being dunked in the river.
No. I got the joke. My problem was,
it wasn't funny.
Did we have that 5-minute setup for the John the Baptist joke?
There's
God,
more.
I hope
there's
so.
There's more. There's more coming. Be patient.
Please no.
I thought Plaquemine was my mouth. Hey-o.
Plaquemine's parish.
So I was in John the Baptist, and I saw about John the Baptist parish, and there were these roaches everywhere. And I thought, didn't that guy eat these things? Boom, boom.
Plaquemine's parish got absolutely inundated as well. And
Jeremy's back is so hairy, he looks like John the Baptist wearing his camel skins.
I'm just wondering, with Plaquemine's parish getting flooded like it did, is it A, coastal erosion?
B, your son with whom you are well pleased.
Yeah. C, global warming and the rising seas.
Did nobody get that? That was another John the Baptist joke.
Or D, is it simply Plaquemine's parish succumbing to the weight of Billy Nungesser?
That dude is a fat sack of shit.
I want to see
That's not even subtle humor. That dude is a fat sack of shit.
I would have watched the RNC if they would have had him and Chris Christie do a sumo
I was about
wrestle.
To say that. Who Billy Nungesser versus
Billy
Chris Christie
and
sumo
Chris
wrestling
Christie.
Diapers.
Sumo wrestle, RNC, right then and there. And
refereed.
They wouldn't have had Honey Boo Boo Child beat them in the fucking ratings.
Have it refereed by John the Baptist.
And refereed by John the Baptist.
Look, can I just like to make a public service announcement? If the government tells you leave your home or you're going to die in a flood and you don't leave and then call the news station because you're in your attic because it flooded and you're going to die in a flood because you didn't leave.
With a fleshlight on their hand.
When you call the news station, when you call WWL and you're like, Lordy Lord, get the police. I'm stuck in my attic with my 1-year-old because I didn't leave during the hurricane. The person at the TV station should just go, this is God's message for you. And then just hang up the phone and let you die.
So you think Garland Robin Ed on WWO should have told those people to go fuck themselves?
I thought actually.
Wait, this actually happened? Somebody called the radio station from their ad?
Yeah, that's all those people in Braithwaite or whatever. Braithwaite.
I didn't catch that. I was playing Mass Effect.
What?
And
see,
my
what
cable
happened,
went out. I,
what happened, what happened is Billy Nungesser said, everybody get the fuck out now. And
yeah,
the governor went on TV and was like, get the fuck out of Plaquemines Parish. And Kip Holden, in his Michael Jackson 1993 military uniform, got on
so
and he was like, look, I'm not even the mayor of Plaquemines, but you motherfuckers need to get out of Plaquemines Parish. And these people didn't leave. And shockingly, it flooded. I don't understand how you're living at the mouth of a river with a hurricane coming up the mouth of the river.
And you got,
and
water
floods.
All sides of you.
Yeah. And this dude, he got trapped in his attic with his wife and his one-year-old, and he called 911, which was a little busy at the time.
Yeah.
And so he's getting the busy signal. So he calls the news station. He calls WWL and is like, I'm trapped in my attic with my baby. I'm trapped. And instead of the person on the other end of the phone line saying, this is natural selection, and just putting the fucking phone down, they air the phone call. I understand they need ratings. I understand they need all that. But just hang up the phone. Just whenever they say, I think you have the wrong number, and just hang up the phone and let nature take its course. If everybody tells you, leave. Leave, leave, and you don't leave. Guess what? That was God's way of telling you to leave. I understand you're Jesus-y down there. When everybody tells you to leave, that's God waving flags in front of you going, get the fuck out.
Well, there was a story on BuzzFeed that was taken from, I think, CNN, of a family that had lost their fifth home to a hurricane.
I would believe it.
When I lose my second home to a hurricane,
yes.
I'm like, you know what? That's the show.
That's it.
If when I lose my first home to a hurricane, I'm really going to have to reconsider how I built it.
If I lost the garden in front of my house to a hurricane, I'd be like, you know what? Maybe we need to... I don't even like to say maybe we should move to Alexandria because that is Yankee territory. But maybe you consider moving to Alexandria.
Yeah. It's almost like for some people, hurricanes are like heart attacks on Bob Swirsky super fans on Saturday Night Live. It's like hurricane floods or like heart attacks with Bob Swirsky super fans.
I know you mentioned Bob Swirsky and the super fans, and some of the younger people won't get that reference.
No.
But I get that reference because I was a Saturday Night Live
hurricane.
Fan.
How many flooded homes does that make you? It's a 13, a baker's dozen.
I'm a huge fan of Norm from Cheers. I don't know what his real name is.
David Wendt.
No, John.
John Wendt.
John Wendt. Huge fan. Sure. Love John Wendt on Cheers, and John Wendt was Bob Schwartzky from the Superfans.
Yes, he was.
However, and I'm also, you say what you want. I play fantasy football. I have XM Satellite Radio. I listen to the Fantasy Football Radio channel on Fantasy on XM Satellite Radio, all fantasy all day long. Yet George Wendt did a promo for them, and he says he was like, "Hi, this is George Wendt, and Chicago has Bob Schwartzky and Da Bears, and SiriusXM has Da Fantasy Sports Radio Channel." It made me sadder.
Holy crap!
Than anything in my life. I was like, "Wow, I love George Wendt." It was George, not John.
It's George Wendt. George Wendt.
You'd think if anybody would know people with the name George,
it would be
it
you.
It would be
George Sunny Weathers.
George Sunny Weathers. It would be me. And I was just so depressed the first time I heard that promo. And they play it constantly.
That is really
because like somehow it's like, oh, I get that 1986 Chicago Bears reference that you're still doing. That's not pathetic at all.
No, No.
That's, I think I'd, I hate to beat a dead horse, but I think that's another situation where I'd rather die with my arm in a fleshlight than doing a 22-year-old promo. Jesus, 32-year-old promo. Oh. 30,
yes.
Oh,
I saw one with Ditka and the Superfans on TV the other night, and it's one of those things where it's like, how many people actually get the reference?
Well, I know Chris Farley did one right before he coked up and died. So that's got to be, what, 93, 94?
93, 94, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I
should have found Bob Schwartzky in a van by the river. Jesus.
Speaking of old, I saw something rather scary today. I saw about an 8 to 10 year old cream colored, full size American made luxury automobile, like a Mercury or a Lincoln. So chances were it was an old person driving it. And sure enough, it was. It was like a Lincoln or a Mercury, about 8 to 10 years old, but in really good condition, cream color coming my way. So I'm watching for the old lady driving. And she's going really, really slowly on the Florida Boulevard service road, which is a speed limit of like 35. But I see her coming, and she's going like maybe 10. And so, and then she passes me, and I realize why she was going so damn slow. This woman had to be in her mid to late 70s.
Mid to late hundreds.
She was driving while talking on a cell phone.
That was the problem.
That's the problem.
The cell phone was the
now,
problem there.
Here's the thing. What is scarier? Seeing an elderly person, an elderly lady driving where she's like barely seeing over the steering wheel and talking on a cell phone, or an elderly, decrepit lady or man driving a full-size American-made automobile with an oxygen tube under their nose?
I think not seeing either one of them as they plow into you as they run the stops. Did you see about that 100-year-old guy, I think, in Florida that backed into a elementary school playground?
No.
This was like 2 weeks ago. I'm not trying to date us here, but it was literally 2 weeks ago.
100 years old?
He was 100 years old. He was a centenarian with a driver's license.
If you're 100 years old and you back over some kids, fuck them kids. They should have been quick enough to get out of the way. I think you're doing society a favor.
I think they need to set, like, after about 65, the mechanic should set your idle to whatever age you are. So you back out of the driveway at 75, and you immediately go up to 75. You can brake, you can stop, but I'm thinking we're either going to have some really good, like, NASCAR-level... Wow. Elderly people drive. Like, if you want to drive.
Wait a minute. I'm the young guy in my neighborhood.
If you want to drive, fine, but it needs to be as dangerous for you as it is for everybody else. I drive a Scion. My car is made out of plastic and Japanese dreams. I cannot take a Lincoln Town car. It would tear through me like a thin, wet Kleenex. No.
Plastic and Japanese dreams. It sounds like your fleshlight.
The dreams that you don't own. The dreams are all schoolgirls and tentacles.
I think we got to wrap this thing up on that.
Yeah, I think we need to wrap it up on
that. That's the perfect spot to end it.
Plastic and Japanese dreams.
I think it was a healthy melange for a start.
Absolutely.
I'm not happy with it. I think the conversation we had for the 2 hours that Jeremy was trying to set this up was really, really good. I'm sorry you couldn't hear it, folks.
We had a lot of technical issues.
We did.
We worked through them, and we got it straight.
But if Jeremy would have listened to me, my mic was the only one that was working. I think if he'd have left it on, I could have gone for an hour.
And it would have been just the Nick Moore show.
Or if it would have just been my microphone, you just heard me keep testing penis, vagina, penis, vagina.
In those nice, slow... dulcet tones.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and sign off.
Penis vagina.
That's Sonny.
Penis vagina.
That's Nick Moore, and I'm Jeremy White. We're the Red Stick. This is the Red Stick Podcast.
Stick around, guys. We'll see you next week.
Penis vagina.